Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
The story offensively for the 49ers is the blitz.
Oh, what a catch. Samuel, highlight reel, touchdown. This one is picked. There goes Hufanga.
Really impressive night for Kyle Shanahan's team.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are now on ESPNU. You can download the podcast, but you got to wait for that, right? Or you can find us on your smart speakers or the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down a live radio. Bam! Right there. Like that sound effect. Bam!
Bam!
Says it right here in my monitor. Bam! We're presented by Progressive Insurance. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Good morning, guys.
How are you doing there, sir?
Doing pretty well.
What's good, man?
What's good?
Yeah. What's good?
What's good? Love got to do? Got to do
it. I was having dinner with Mark Messier last night. We were watching the game. By the way, no. There's no front. But we were talking about it. It was dope because I didn't recognize that everybody at this club was – hello, Captain.
Yeah.
Hello,
yeah.
Captain. I was like, what the? Everybody calls you Captain?
Only championship at Madison Square Garden in like 100 years.
It was crazy. I'm like, yo, the amount of respect that I see you getting. And we having this conversation about who has more of a physical game, football or hockey. And I was saying football, and he was obviously advocating for hockey.
No, football. Football. I mean, hockey, that I'm not taking anything away from the physicality. Those dudes are tough as hell.
James, do you want to chime in here?
James, you have an opinion on this, James?
I don't like the Rangers. That's one opinion. That's my first thought.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
I don't know. I think that they're similar. Hockey players play a lot more games. I don't think the physicality is quite the same because in football, especially linemen, you're hitting each other like every 40 seconds.
Yeah, the point is to hit each other.
But there's a lot of physicality in hockey too. I would say football. Yeah. But go Pens.
I don't know because it's not a lot of football players with missing teeth. So
yeah, well, that's true too.
That's for sure.
Hey, yeah, your kid wants to play football. Your kid more wants to play hockey. Which one are you pausing for a second with? I'm pausing with football. I'm like, man, football. That's rough.
I don't know. I'll probably pause with both.
Pause with both.
Yeah.
Right, go play give basketball. Him a basketball.
Hey, go play basketball,
son. We have the genes go in this family. You're able to play basketball. Therefore, do it.
Get this guaranteed money. Go play baseball.
Well, you know who went and played football last night, guys? The San Francisco 49ers.
Your transitions.
Bing bang. Los Angeles Rams.
Why do you perk up your shoulders like that when you do the transition?
I don't know what I'm doing. You make me self-conscious. I'm not conscious of all those things until you point them out. I'm watching. What was I watching with Will Ferrell? That was Talladega Nights. I played it for my
kid.
I don't know what to do with my hands. He puts them up in the thing. So Jimmy Garoppolo, look, there was no market for Jimmy G. You know why? He had shoulder surgery. Oh, see, if Jimmy G was, he had shoulder surgery. They didn't even know if he could throw, right? Well, how are you feeling now, Jimmy Garoppolo? You took over a team that wasn't going anywhere. All of a sudden, they just beat the Rams, and they're looking good. How are you feeling, Jimmy G?
Yeah, I think every week I'll just keep feeling better and better. You know, the shoulder's just, it's tough during the season to get it right, but it's, you know, we got a long season ahead of us, so hopefully every week it'll get better and better.
Well, if he gets better and better, how legit are the 49ers with him at quarterback? Key, let me say this right now. Jimmy G's a quarterback. They're going to win at least one playoff game. There. You know, like, I'm very comfortable saying that.
That was a safe bet.
Well, okay, but it's not a safe bet.
The goal is not to win one playoff game.
I don't know if the Cowboys
that's open.
I don't know if the Cowboys are going to a playoff game. I don't know if the Bucks. I don't know Bucks maybe. I don't know if the Green Bay Packers will win a playoff game. They didn't last year.
But
I'm saying the Niners will.
Key, wouldn't you be in agreement that the 49ers have a defense, especially after seeing that defense last night, that could win a Super Bowl? The goal is to win a Super Bowl, not to win one playoff game.
I get it. But they weren't with Trey Lance. I wouldn't say they're going to win a playoff game. With any of the backups, I wouldn't say they're going to win a playoff game. With Jimmy G, I'm going to say they're going to win at least one playoff game. That's where I am, Key.
Y'all finished being Heckle and Jekyll?
Way to go out
yes.
on a limb.
Who's Heckle?
Whoever wants to be. But this football team has a recipe for success. And the success in the recipe we saw last night, which is no turnovers by the quarterback. He was 16-27 for 239 yards and a touchdown. Should have been two touchdowns if Kittle could have got the back foot down. It was very, very close. Deebo Samuel was the key. But the defensive side of the ball is what came to the party. They pressured Matthew Stafford 17 times in that football game. And when you look at these teams down the way, what is it that they have? The Dallas Cowboys, they got a quarterback right now in Cooper Rush who is, you know, doesn't turn the football over, hadn't thrown an interception, right? You got the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts can win in his legs, win in the air, but he has a defense and he doesn't turn the football over. He had an interception this past week, but that's okay. It was in the rain. Then when you look at a team like, for instance, a Geno Smith-led Seattle team, he's not turning the ball over. And when you're not turning the football over and you're scoring touchdowns, you can win games with a defense. And so I think San Francisco falls into that category. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady were winning because of the defense, and he wasn't turning the football over.
See, Key, the only concern I have about Jimmy G, and we've had conversations about it on this show, it just feels like sometimes in big moments it doesn't go right for him. So I get the pass to Deebo Samuel last night, which turned into a 57-yard TD. I get that. That should have been a pick six, though. Like, and
shoulda, woulda, coulda. Ain't that what you always tell me?
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. But I watch Peyton Manning, Eli on their Manning pocket and the Manning cast, or whatever you want to call it, right? And he made Peyton Manning such a great point. He's like, do we really think that Jimmy G decided to throw the ball to Deebo Samuel high over his head on this play? Because if that were a mid-body throw, that would have been a pick six.
Yeah,
but that's where the game could have gone like that.
But I can point to Tom Brady. I can point to Peyton Manning. I can point to a lot of quarterbacks. Did you think that they meant to do that?
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter, it hit his hands and he house called it. So it doesn't matter.
But Key, you and I have had this conversation even last week in the studio about Jimmy G. You were the one that actually brought up to me where he said, you know what? It seems like with Jimmy G, like, he tends to mess it up more than he makes it happen.
Well,
I don't think I said that. I would never say that because his style and his philosophy, I buy into. And Max could tell you, I am on board for a quarterback that doesn't turn the ball over, that becomes pedestrian, 250 yards, 25 throws. I'm not looking for a dude to air it out 60 times.
I know what you're referring. You're talking about. Key was pointing out that in big moments, and that's one of the reasons they.
But I'm not trying to get into. I'm not trying to get into a big moment with Jimmy. I don't need him getting into a big moment. I don't need.
No, but inevitably, Key,
that's what happens.
You're going to wind up in a big moment because you're probably going to make a playoff run with the dude.
Do you trust?
Yeah, but I don't need him. I don't need to be in a situation where I need him to make a big throw. Because my defense should be able to get me the football in a short field.
No, but Key, realistically, though, you know it's going to come down to, you even mentioned it, 2-3 times a game, you're going to have to make the play. It doesn't need to be like in the Super Bowl with all the chips on the line.
But Jimmy's made those plays before. He's made them.
Listen, you don't get as deep into the playoffs as him by accident all the time. He's not just lucky. And even if you think, look, he is 34-15 lifetime as a starter now. He wins more than twice as much as he loses for a team that no matter who else is starting at quarterback with the same coaching staff and the same exact defense and a large sample size of games, loses more than twice as much as they win.
But Max is right about that. And another thing that I would say, he's been to an NFC Championship game twice. He's won the Super Bowl. He's gone to the Super Bowl once. If he would have hit that in the Super Bowl, this is not even a conversation we're having.
And he could hit that pass the next time.
I know that we're allowed to question Kyle Shanahan, but can we – pretty much all agree that he's one of the top coaches in the NFL?
Yeah.
So what is it that we think Kyle Shanahan saw with Jimmy G where he decided to go and turn to Trey Lance?
I think he figures – he knows that he's –
the upside is higher with Trey Lance.
No question.
Man, what the end game will be.
As I said the last hour, if Mike said nothing, sometimes these coaches and front office people get talked into something even though that's not what they want to do. They get talked into it because they're listening to the outside noise.
If only the guy could do a little bit
more. They're in their meetings and they're telling them, you know, man, this guy is just killing us. And they're not really looking at it, the big picture of it all. They're not looking at that record that Max just talked about. They're not looking at that he just somehow got you to the Super Bowl. Like, he really helped you get to the Super Bowl. They're not looking at that. They're like, he missed the throw. They're not saying – well, yeah, he missed that throw, but in another game, he hit that same throw. They're not looking at it. And then what happens is they listen to the outside noise, and they get persuaded that they need to upgrade something when they actually don't need to upgrade it. You think that if Trey Lance was in there, they would have beat the Rams last night? Because
no.
I don't.
No, I don't think that. I'm just very curious to what Kyle Shanahan saw that made him want to put everything on the line and let Jimmy G go.
And maybe it's human nature. You get a little greedy. Oh, I'm doing all these great things with this dude. What if I had to do it a little better?
I'm telling you, that's what they do. They get talked into it.
Yeah. All right. Are we sure Justin Fields is in the Bears' future at quarterback?
What?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is he going to pan out? Is he going to pan out?
I just said what? That's all.
Because if they had Jimmy G in Chicago right now,
might not work. It may be worse.
Might be even worse than it is.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Brush under pressure, throws deep, skinny post, lock in, CeeDee Lamb.
Cooper Rush a heck of a lot better than I thought he'd be.
I just can't say enough about how his play has done for this team this season.
No, they shouldn't stick with Cooper Rush if Dak Prescott is healthy and ready to go. What they should do is stick to the Cooper Rush game plan.
He doesn't have the talent to take that offense to a different level, and that's why I don't think there'll be a controversy.
Hey, yo. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are on the ESPN app. You can download the podcast. You can listen to us on your smart speakers.
Sure look good to me.
On ESPNU. If you open your window and we talk loud enough, you'll probably hear us. Probably. Dan Graziano with us now, ESPN NFL insider here at the Seaport. What's going on, Dan?
What's up, Dan? Not a lot. How you guys doing?
Doing What's good up, today? Danny?
Dan, do you remember last week? Someone just reminded me.
I do.
When I said they're going to be – now that they have Jimmy G at quarterback, this kid is a Super Bowl threatening team.
Do you know that, like, on the long touchdown pass, Jimmy Garoppolo was at best the 11th most important player on the field for the 49ers? Well, like, I mean, that should have been intercepted.
See? That's what I said, Dan.
I know. It's
exactly
sure gets,
what I said.
He's so lucky that Bill Belichick drafted him and wanted to replace Tom Brady with him, that Kyle Shanahan identified him. And by the way, he's been the last two times he was healthy, one throw away from winning the Super Bowl, one interception away from getting back there. And then a team that looked in shambles this year
but
suddenly, I think, is one of the among the Super Bowl favorites. That's an accident?
It's not looked in shambles. They have the best defense in the entire league.
Like, they couldn't win, though.
Yeah, they've won two games, right? They've lost two games. They've played four. One was in a monsoon rainstorm in Chicago. Look, this guy, both these.
They're 34-15 with him as
game,
a starter.
Last night's game was contested between, I believe, the two most overrated quarterbacks in the NFL. These are both players that need the situation around them to be great in order to succeed. And I think last night proved it. Right now, the Rams situation is not very good.
Dan,
and the 49ers situation is better, especially on defense.
Dan, I hear what you're saying, but the situation's good for every quarterback that plays for Shanahan. And right. And Jimmy G's missed a lot of time.
Yes.
And in that time, they lose more than twice as much as they win. But when he starts, they win more than twice as much as they lose. It's not like they're 500.
It's a sample size, right?
I mean, it's like, huge.
Not, yeah. It's not for the games without him.
Yes. He missed with big like chunks
Nick,
of
Nick
seasons.
Nick Mullins and okay. C.J. Beathard and guys like that.
Okay. But they're on yeah. the team for a reason, and they can't buy a win.
Well, I'm not arguing that Jimmy Garoppolo and Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard all belong in the same bucket. I just don't think he belongs. And I think there's a ceiling on what you can accomplish with him. And credit to Kyle Shanahan for having found it.
Is he a top 15 quarterback in the NFL, Max?
Oh, yeah. Top 15? Yeah,
come on.
Hey, top
Dan,
15,
Dan,
Max?
Of course.
Key,
Dan,
I'm asking
let me
you.
Ask you. Let me ask you a question, though. Why? You said there's a ceiling that you could accomplish, right,
yeah.
with him. But that ceiling is two NFC Championship appearances.
It's the Super Bowl.
A right. Super Bowl appearance, one shy throw of about 3 yards, whatever it landed,
uh-huh.
of winning the Super Bowl. If he
that ain't
wins,
a ceiling, that's a sky, Key. It's not yeah, a ceiling.
If he wins the Super Bowl, are we even having this conversation? That was a couple years ago, clearly. Are we even having this conversation and trying to figure out, oh, it almost got intercepted. Well, Tom Brady almost threw an interception the other night, too. So it just – I like quarterbacks that win, and I like teammates that win, despite the statistical numbers may not be flashy, but I like 17 of 29, 220 yards and a touchdown and zero interception. I'd like that in a W.
Great. So you like Cooper Rush over Dak Prescott then?
I do so.
I just, in all honesty, though, Dan, as a receiver, I was just watching the highlights as we were coming back in and they were playing them. And I don't know if you heard me. I said blankety blankety blank. I don't think because y'all would have said something. So I think my mic was down.
I didn't hear
of
that.
How he was spinning the football.
Yeah.
So when I look at Cooper Rush spinning that thing, and I got a defense, and I got a running game, and I'm gonna get my 5 catches for 100 yards and a touchdown, and we win. Oh man, I take that all day long.
But see, Dan, this to me is like we're coming off the game last night. Everybody's hyped about it because the defense looks great. Like. Do we remember what happened last weekend with the Broncos? Like, it didn't look great. Like, it wasn't like this overpowering arm of him. Like, I get how it looked.
He stunk last week.
I know, but
and
all of a sudden it's like, oh, this
he
is
was
what,
awful.
Like, we forget
against
about what
the Broncos.
Just happened last week against the Broncos.
Look, here's the thing, right? Okay, they got to the NFC Championship game last year. Great. That's great. That's fantastic. They were 10-7, okay?
Yeah.
So here's why Trey Lance gets drafted. Because late the year before, while Jimmy is hurt and the Niners are going nowhere, the Niners play the Buffalo Bills, and Kyle Shanahan becomes infatuated with Josh Allen. Like, the idea of, like, what could I do with a guy like that
sure.
that I can't do with my guy? And that's why Trey Lance is on the team, and that's why he wanted to go with him, because he felt like we could elevate to a point where we are an unstoppable team. Not a team that can scrape by and get into the playoffs, and then once we're there, win a couple of games. That's not the team he wants to be. He wants to be a great team.
I would agree. If you can identify Josh Allen in the draft and coach right. him up, you should take Josh Allen over Jimmy G.
That's what Kyle believes he was doing with Trey Lance. Whether he's right or not remains to be seen.
Dan, Key's point seems to be, and I agree, that it is hard and rare to get Josh Allen. If you already have Garoppolo, you might reach for a Josh Allen. It doesn't work out. And then what'd you do? You might win a Super Bowl with Garoppolo. Go ahead, Key.
No, I said I like scraping by and getting to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
But it's not reliable.
I had a dominant defense, and I had what most people like a Max Kellerman would describe as a scrape by quarterback, and we won a damn Super Bowl. So I take that all day long.
Do you remember him?
But there's plenty of teams that had that scrape by quarterback and don't get anywhere near the Super Bowl. The fact of the matter is, there's been two seasons. One he goes to the Super Bowl. One he goes to the NFC Championship game. Every other year that Kyle's been the coach of the 49ers, he's had a losing record. Like, you don't want to be that guy.
Who's he?
Kyle, the head
right.
coach of the team.
In other words, the only time he's had a winning record is with Garoppolo. And not only were they winning records, but they were near championship seasons. So in two seasons that he was healthy for a team that always loses, they almost get to the Super Bowl. They almost win a Super Bowl. He is not Josh Allen, but damn. Let's play over
again. You want to be a 7-10 win team every year? That's great. That's fine.
I don't know if you get seven wins.
Dan, now this is where you draw me back in, and I'm trying to get to overreaction. But when Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy, they win. I don't know what it means. I have no idea. When he's not in there, they don't win. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Trust him in those big moments, Max.
Are you ready to play overreaction, not
sure.
An overreaction?
Sure, why not?
We've deflated Dan.
It happens, Dan.
The Cowboys should keep starting Cooper Rush as long as they keep winning. Overreaction, not an overreaction.
It's not, because all you want to be is sort of an average kind of, 9-10-ish win team, and then hopefully get lucky in the playoffs. So you guys have beaten me down. Cooper Rush is the answer for the Cowboys. They shouldn't try to be any better than they've been with him. Even though Dak Prescott gives them a much higher ceiling, is a considerably more talented player, and they can accomplish a lot more with him at quarterback, they should stick with mediocre to a slightly above average. I think that's the way to go, because that's the 49ers model, and that's what everybody should be doing.
If that lined up with the facts, that would have been interesting. Go ahead, Keith.
It's not an overreaction, and here's why I say that. You may replace the body of Cooper Rush for Dak Prescott, but please don't replace the game plan. I'm looking for Dak Prescott to be a 16 of 27 guy, no interceptions, 2 touchdowns, and my defense can win games. That is the way Cooper Rush has done things at 3-0. Yes, he wasn't drafted high. No one expected him to be 3-0, 4-0 as a starter going back to last year when he took over. I get it. I understand it. But it's all about the game planning. And if you game plan the way you need to for Dak Prescott, he certainly could take you further than Cooper Rush.
It's easy for me. Can Cooper Rush make plays when you're down big, when your defense for some reason doesn't get it done? And by the way, when you win championships in anything, you will go through game scenarios where one of the strongest parts of your team doesn't show up one day. And you need that other part to be stronger. I don't think Cooper Rush can provide that.
Not.
Dak Prescott is that guy.
It's 2022. Exactly. You got to score a whole bunch of points to win games in the NFL. It's not okay to win with defense.
I will bring it up again.
It doesn't work.
Three games.
Once upon a time, an executive, I won't mention who, is a great guy, no longer at ESPN, but had a very good career, told me that I shouldn't on the air say, I think Tom Brady, they should start him instead of Bledsoe. I just think he's better for the team, right? Mm-hmm. I think he's better. And I shouldn't even say that on TV, okay? I did say it on TV. And I'll say now, whatever you think you see with Jimmy Garoppolo or Cooper Rush, you may be right evaluating moment to moment their ability. But if the team is working with a guy, I'm not touching it. I don't presume to know so much about, like, well, this guy's a little more ability in this area or that area, therefore we should use him, to think that supersedes, the idea that the team is functioning.
So then
well.
When Cooper Rush loses one game, then you insert Dak.
Sure, and I'll tell you something else.
I won 12 games last year with Dak.
I would tell you something else. I would do it. I wouldn't start Dak against the Eagles, because what you're setting up then, if Cooper Rush, let's see, beats the Rams, and then you lose to the Eagles with Dak, now you've actually started something bad. I would play him against the Rams. I play him against the Eagles and see what. And if you win, I keep playing him.
Playing scared. All you guys are playing scared.
I like that. All right. Justin Fields is not
good. Or you want to be great?
Is Justin? I don't know.
Good,
I think,
apparently.
I think
just good.
I think the Niners
just
are
good.
Pretty great
just
with
good.
Garoppolo.
They're not that great.
Justin Fields 2-2. Is not the Bears quarterback of the future. Overreaction, not an overreaction.
Overreaction, too soon to say it. He made some throws against the Giants that where you look, okay, maybe if he were able to cut it loose and build some confidence here, you could see it working. Right now, they're not asking a ton of him. That's by design. They feel like their best way to try and win is by running. At some point, he'll have to start throwing it more, and at that point, we'll find out. But I don't think we have enough data yet to make that conclusion.
Yeah, overreaction, man. That dude ain't even – Dan said it best. What is he working with? He just got there. The coaches just got there. We have no idea what he could do.
Overreaction. Who is he throwing the ball to is my question.
Agreed. Overreaction. And it's not like they have something that's where they're winning all the time like the Niners do with Garoppolo and they're looking to get better.
Oh, let it go. Let it go.
I can't believe how Dan Graziano.
Not even the 49ers. Not even the 49ers.
You picking the 49ers to win a Super Bowl?
I think they're among the favorites.
No, I'm picking Lamar Jackson
to win the Super Bowl
okay.
this year.
All right.
I'm picking
the 49ers to get to the Super Bowl? If you're a believer in Jimmy G like that,
say it. This way. So I think the Niners have a hell of a shot to win the Super Bowl. Yes, I'm not picking them, but I think they're one of the teams with a real chance to win it.
Pick them to get there.
Now that they have Garoppolo back.
If you believe in Garoppolo so much, pick them to get there.
Well, I don't believe in him as much as a handful of other quarterbacks.
There are
a handful of other quarterbacks I believe in more than Garoppolo.
But
he's in the top half of the league.
Dan, I just have a philosophy. don't turn the football over as my quarterback, and we'll be okay.
Where in Jimmy Garoppolo's career does it say he doesn't turn the football over?
He just wins, man. He just wins.
Last night he didn't turn it over.
Do you remember the 30 Rock bit with John Hamm where he lives in a bubble because he's handsome and people go through wait in line and he doesn't understand the concept of waiting in line?
Yeah,
that's Garoppolo. He's not very good, but everybody wants to give him this break and that break because he's a good looking guy.
There are two quarterbacks in the NFL who make more consistent deep playoff runs in recent years than Garoppolo, and only two. Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. No, he was better than Aaron Rodgers when it counted in the NFC Championship game, and his team got by Aaron Rodgers.
Max.
He was.
When it goes hard.
Punt in a blocked field goal.
Aaron Rodgers didn't make plays. Jimmy G did in the fourth quarter. That was the difference.
It was a blocked. It was special teams.
Jimmy G, before they blocked that punt, they looked over and they saw Jimmy G, and it gave them such inspiration to go out there and block that punt.
Bill Belichick and Kyle Shanahan wanted the guy, but okay. Sticking in the NFC North, Aaron Rodgers says the Packers' ways of winning is not sustainable.
What
message is Rodgers sending to his young receivers? That's come up. Any final words on Jimmy G, Dan?
No.
Talk about his greatness a little bit. Aaron Rodgers is greater than Jimmy G, except for when it counts. All right.
Snap to Rodgers, lofts it over the middle. Touchdown!
In the end, Rodgers is just too good.
Offensively, they can run the football. They certainly could throw it.
This is the game we had to win. Can't be 2-2, losing to a third-string quarterback.
Mark these words, October 3rd. This offense is going to be better by the end of the season than with Devontae Adams.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. We're now on ESPNU. After beating the Patriots on Sunday, Aaron Rodgers said the Packers' way of winning is not, quote, sustainable. Here's what the Packers quarterback had to say.
This way of winning, I don't think is sustainable because it's just puts too much pressure on our defense. And obviously, I got to play better and will play better. But the second half is our kind of football where we're mixing it up. We're throwing the ball outside the numbers. Obviously, we ran the ball, controlled line scrimmage really well. But we got to play better in all three phases.
All right. What message is he really sending, Aaron Rodgers, to his young receivers, Key?
Nothing at all to the receivers. He's talking to everybody. He's not just talking to the receivers. And I understand the receiver conversation is sexy because Devontae Adams is no longer there. He's with the Raiders, and you have two young guys that – they drafted Romeo Doubs in the fourth round and then Watson there in the second round. So everybody wants to think that he's talking to the receivers. He's talking to everybody. And I think that as a leader of a team and as a quarterback, the message, including himself, as he put into there after he said, including myself, and I will play better, he's just talking to everybody. I mean, when you look at the way that they're doing things, some of the shot plays down the field, if you go back to week one, they missed against the Minnesota Vikings. Romeo Doubs in overtime dropped the bomb. He had it, and he just didn't squeeze it properly. That's youth. That's understanding how not to just fall. Don't worry about trying to break your fall with your other arm and all those sort of things. And they will get to that at some point in time. Look, I laughed because Aaron Rodgers said we can't be losing a third-string quarterback. I'm like, come on, man. The guy just trying to make a living, A-Rod. Relax.
Go up to Zappy like that. That was funny as hell. I this makes me think when I hear Aaron Rodgers say, yeah, our offense has to be better, I automatically go to this place, so key. Yeah, but they won't be where they were with Devontae Adams and Marquez Valdes-Scantlin. Like, they won't be there. They're not going to reach that type of potential. Like, when you think about, like, they have a good run game. Like, they produce 145 yards per game, eighth most in the NFL. Like, the style has changed for Aaron Rodgers. I just wonder if Aaron Rodgers knows that this offense won't reach that same potential. They're going to have to do it differently.
I don't know that that's true, Jay.
You think it's going to reach what it was at the peak?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No.
While you were talking, we showed a full screen, a graphic on TV. Highest completion percentage to receivers this season, to wide receivers. Aaron Rodgers leading
74%.
74%. Geno Smith is second. Key, I tried to tell you he was going to be good. Matthew Stafford was third and Kirk Cousins fourth.
Well, Matthew Stafford throwing the Cooper Cup, that doesn't count.
You know what? That 12-yard gain,
No, but when you say highest completion percentage to receivers, Let's be honest.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
He's throwing to Cooper Kupp. Mm-hmm. He's not throwing to receivers.
But this
Aaron Rodgers is throwing to receivers.
Right, he's spreading
it's
around.
It's a big difference, Jay. It's like all my assists come to you in basketball, but I got the best assist percentage. Like, come on.
But
stop.
Back to my point, though. Like, I'm not saying that it can't have games offensively, Key, where it really clicks for them. But there is something to be said about having Devontae Adams on your roster when you need those big-time catches and those big-time moments. Same with Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Like, and I'm not saying that Cobb or Lazard can't have good seasons, but the upside doesn't seem anywhere close to what it was.
Cobb and Lazard, when he's deciding to throw them the football in crucial situations, they deliver. And Romeo Doubs delivers. That's why he throws the ball to Romeo Doubs. Down the stretch at the end of the game and overtime, Romeo Doubs – he caught it, he hit the ground, and it popped out. He didn't come all the way down. I wish he'd have just squeezed it and just fell. It popped out. But guess what Aaron Rodgers did? He went back to him three straight times. Literally, in overtime, three straight times to set up the Max Crosby field goal.
But do you feel like the Packers are going to have, like, are they going to all of a sudden morph into a dominant offense?
I think they could if Christian Watson gets healthy, Key.
I'm not worried about their offense. I'm not worried. It's just, it's too close for comfort. Is what Aaron Rodgers is essentially saying.
But Key, the question Jay is asking is, like, do you think that there's something with Dobbs, with Christian Watson, with the veterans that they have, that this offense could, at a certain point, hit a tipping point and take off, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so too, Jay. I think they have talent. Man, young guys.
Jay, you sleep on Romeo Doubs, man.
No, I'm not. I think
sleep.
I'm not. I just also know your first year in the league when expectations are to win something. Yeah. That comes with a different type of pressure than when you can settle into for a year.
But I can tell you right now, number 87 is built different. You see his hair? You see his hair on social media? You see the memes that he got,
you're
the cornrows that look like he need to sit down at somebody's salon for a week. Because he don't care. He just out there balling.
You always talk about Dobbs. What about Christian Watson if he's healthy, Key? He's tall, he's fast.
Watson, huh?
You're not into
it. I ain't never been on. You know that? You noticed that, Max?
Yeah.
What
do you just try to explain to us from when you're putting the athlete eyeballs on him, right? Tell me what you see in Dobbs that you don't see in Christian Watson.
Well, I see when Dobbs gets the football in his hands, he's aggressive. And he can pick him up and put him down. He can stop and start. We got a young kid out here that named Jordan Addison from USC that transferred from Pitt. Best receiver in the country, okay? He's the best receiver in the country. And I'm not saying this because he go to USC. I'm just looking at him, and I can watch him move. Same thing with Dobbs. I'm watching Dobbs pluck the football, uses his hands. He very rarely catches the football with his body. Aaron Rodgers likes the kid. Aaron Rodgers is trying to feed him and get him the football because he sees the same thing from a talent standpoint. I don't see what Aaron Rodgers is trying to feed Watson, number 9. I don't see it. Mm-hmm. I see where he's trying to feed 87. Mm-hmm. I see where he feeds 13. I see where he feeds 18. That tells me something because I'm not at practice and I'm not in the room. I'm just looking at it on the film, on the TV screen when we're watching it. And I'm saying to myself, okay, this dude over there, he messes with him. And then I think it was the Tampa Bay Buccaneer game, he had 8 receptions, the most receptions by a rookie wide receiver since Devontae Adams. So what does that say? That says a lot.
How much trouble is Alabama in if Bryce Young's shoulder injury keeps him out for an extended period of time?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Paul Feinbaum, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show, of course. You're on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. What do you know about Mobb Deep, Paul? Come on, Paul. You're from Brooklyn originally. They're from Queens, but there he is.
you got any commentary
on Marciano? What do you want me to say?
So, Paul, this is called Shook Ones. This is from the Shook Ones Part 2 album. And Shook Ones is, basically they're saying you don't have heart, right? Like you're a shook one. You're not a crook, son. You're just a shook one. How hot is Jimbo Fisher's seat right now, Paul? Should he be shook?
Well, perceptively, Max is very hot. And think about a couple of things. This is his fifth year in the offseason. His bosses, we would all love to have bosses like this, gave him a new contract and a raise, and the buyout, should he be fired, is $90 million. So essentially, Jimbo Fisher is, not essentially, he is his own boss. He doesn't report to anybody. He does whatever he wants. So if they should fire him, that's a $90 million payday. Now, what has he done? At Texas A&M, on the field, he really hasn't done anything. He's had one good year. He won 10 games and finished fourth in the country during the COVID year, lost to Alabama that year by 28. Since then, it's pretty much been before and after. It's been 8-4. Last year was 8-4. He'll have three losses after Saturday night. He's going to Alabama, in case the nation forgot the biggest and most ballyhooed game of the year. And his predecessor, Kevin Sumlin, was fired with a better record than Jimbo Fisher has now.
It's unbelievable you said that, boss man, because I was just about to say, what's the difference between him and Kevin Sumlin? They're the same guy. Why hasn't it worked, Paul? Why hasn't it worked? And when you go back to Florida State outside of the national championship game with Jameis Winston, and I love Jimbo. Jimbo's my guy. Why hasn't it worked, though?
Sure. Well, you just said it. It's the quarterback position. He has missed a couple of times. He had Kellen Mond. He started for a couple of years. He was good, serviceable. But since then, it's been a mess. He gambled everything last year on Haynes King. He got hurt. And then it was Zach Calzada, remember that name, who led A&M to that upset over Alabama a year ago this weekend. Haynes King was back. He did not work. He brought in a transfer from LSU, Max Johnson, who has not worked either. And this is all. And so you can, I don't need to tell you guys, you can't win without the right quarterback. And Jimbo, who is the quarterback whisperer, he was a good quarterback in college. He's been a fantastic coordinator. He worked for Nick Saban at LSU. It just hasn't worked here. And I think it's somewhat unfair to say, well, if you take Jimbo, Jameis Winston out of Jimbo Fisher's career, what does he have? Well, he doesn't have a national championship, and he probably doesn't have a $100 million contract in this job. So I was out in Texas the other day covering an A&M game, and there doesn't seem to be an appetite to pay nearly $100 million. But let's see where this season goes, and if it keeps trending into the dumpster, which it's likely to do, then I don't know what he's going to say in the offseason. He did have the best recruiting class in America last year, guys, which prompted the entire offseason hullabaloo when Nick Saban flat out accused Jimbo Fisher of buying the entire recruiting class.
Paul, speaking of Nick Saban, which was just great, I love when that kind of stuff happens within college sports, just recruiting to get more money for your franchise, essentially, or your school, quote-unquote.
Your program.
Your program, quote-unquote, Paulie. How much – trouble is Alabama in if Bryce Young's shoulder injury keeps him out for a longer period of time?
It's a problem. He has an AC joint sprain. I'm sure you guys can relate to that better than Max and I. And it affects his throw. I mean, Bryce Young's the best passer in the country. It's going to affect him. It won't matter this week. Alabama's a 3.5 touchdown favorite over A&M. This is a revenge game. It's not going to be pretty. But next week, it will matter. Alabama goes to Knoxville. They'll play probably the most offensive, explosive team in the country with Hendon Hooker. And they could lose that game. That's not a bold statement. Jalen Milroe is the backup. He's amazing. He won the game for Alabama Saturday with a 71-yard run. He looks a little bit like Jalen Hurts. He's big, but he's not a great passer. And you get into a passing duel, a scoring duel with Josh Heupel at Tennessee, you're probably going to lose. So that's really the biggest concern. And Saban's not giving much away right now because Nick Saban is playing games, because I think he does want to beat Jimbo Fisher this week by 200 or 300 points if possible. So that's where we are.
Paul, why did Georgia have so much trouble down in Missouri against the Tigers? Although I had a rooting interest in that game, I was hoping Georgia dropped it just because of, you know, the USC, where they're at ranking-wise. Why did they struggle to get out of there barely on Saturday?
This is 2 weeks in a row they've played very poorly. They're making uncharacteristic mistakes. Their best player, Jalen Carter, got banged up. Stetson Bennett, guess what? Isn't playing great. He's 25. I think he got a little inflated with all the Heisman talk, and now he's kind of gone back to being Stetson Bennett. I'm not overly concerned about them yet for this reason. They have Auburn this week. That's a whole nother show in terms of a school that they can't shoot straight. And then they have Vanderbilt next week. So they have a little bit of time. I think they have a bye week before Florida. So they have time, but they really I thought they were by far the best team in the country 3 weeks ago. We all got carried away with our praise of Kirby Smart, but they've definitely hit the skids. I think they can come back, though. Mm.
Hey, why did Wisconsin decide to move on from Paul Chryst now?
That's the new normal, because he was very successful there, as you guys know. He had a tremendous resume. He's from there. He played there. I just think everybody's got itchy fingers right now, and if there's some doubt about firing your coach, just go ahead and do it. The Colorado coach got fired. There's already been 6 or 7 coaches. The Auburn coach is probably next up. And I think the theory is it gives you more time to look for the next coach. I don't think it really matters. These things are done in the dark of night anyway. But too many ADs, I think, are reading Twitter.
Wow, he talked about this earlier about the NFL.
I didn't realize Carl Durrell got it. How did I miss that?
He did on Sunday. He sure did.
Outside noise. Paul Feinbaum, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show, who's going to run out and buy Mobb Deep's second album and listen to Shook One's Part 2. That's right. Thanks, Paul. Always great talking to you, man.
All right, Paulie.
Thank you, guys.
Paul Feinbaum is brought to you by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Is the NFC East the best division in the NFL? And I don't just mean East. I mean East, West, North, South. AFC, NFC. At 3-1, have the New York Giants already exceeded expectations this season? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, that's coming right up on ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.